The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour, What's on Your Mind, and we have some more open phone time here. Our thanks to Senator John Hoeven for staying a little extra long and taking lots of your questions in the last hour, and anywhere you want to go. Are you headed to WeFest? There's a question. Todd Mitchell, have you ever been at WeFest?
I have not. I need to do that.
It's a neat event. I have for years rented a cabin on Lake Sally, and which is actually the one of the campgrounds at WeFest is the Lake Sally Campground by Detroit Lakes. And then later went over to Lake Melissa, and so spent a lot of time around the Detroit Lakes. But I often refer to it as my young and dumb years, you know, where there's a lot of young and dumb folks at WeFest, and then it sort of transcends that a little bit and goes into more of, you know, the VIP section is kind of more people that are just there for the music. And, you know, there's two camps at WeFest. One is the young and dumb crowd, which, you know, it's like, really? Oh, my gosh. And the other is the just country music aficionados. It's the folks that this is a camping family fun. I'm going to be in the front row with my chair, and I'm going to make the dash down to the front of the general admission section. It's really neat. That's very, you know, sort of Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota cool that I like.
Is there a middle-aged and just kind of dumb section? That's where I should be, probably.
It's probably where I'd like to be now. I'm long past the young and dumb years, and I'm not quite to, I've got 3 days to just camp and do nothing but with my lawn chair. So I'm probably in that middle camp with you. That's where Maria and I and you and Carrie would be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But there is great country music there. So if you have any WeFest stories or you're headed to WeFest tomorrow to take it in, I haven't been there in a number of years, honestly, but I do have a little, there's a part of me that sort of misses the, because I'm a country music fan. I love it. I mean, and there is some great talent there. It's just sometimes what you have to go through to hear the talent is a little challenging at times. Unless you're, you know, Daddy Big Bucks and can park in the VIP section and sit in the VIP section. And I've actually never done that. I've always just soaked it all in without doing the fancy schmancy VIP thing. But there is a way to do it top notch. That's for sure. And it's funny because every year about this time I get calls and people say, I really want some VIP tickets. And there's some former Sioux hockey players that reached out to me yesterday. These are players that are now in the professional ranks. That said, hey, we want to buy some VIP day passes for Friday and Saturday. Can we get some in section two? And I'm like, hey boys, do you see the calendar? WeFest starts in 2 days. Maybe we wanted to think about this a week ago, 2 weeks ago, but
month
anyway. Anyway, it happens. And reached out to my buddy Kenny Nelson at Barrel of Fun. And he's usually one of those guys that has a few extra ones in his pocket. He had them all gone already a day before. But if there's anybody out there that does want to have some famous former Sioux hockey players sitting next to you, they'd love to buy a couple of actually looking for three day passes for Friday and for Saturday's events. You give us a call at 800. I'll give you the toll-free line that we answer 24/7, 855-200-1776. Press extension 3 if you have some of those, and I'll connect you up with them. And anybody looking to sell some tickets for WeFest. Anyway, outside of that, let's just chat about whatever you want to chat about here today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. WeFest stories, follow up on our conversation with Senator Hoeven, the rail line, whatever you'd like to talk about. Randy and Kildare, listening on 550 K-Fire, has a question or a comment about Ebola. We touched on that briefly with Senator Hoeven. Randy, what's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering, they tell us that it's not an airborne disease, but yet people are still dying by the hundreds over there, and we bring them over here. So I'm kind of a little confused.
I'm really confused. You know, and again, these are Americans, right? So it is not though we want to just say, the heck with you. Just fight it out yourself. But I don't know why we couldn't take the expertise that's there in Atlanta or the National Institutes of Health or the best of the best and say, let's isolate them where they're at and add our expertise to help these people. Why bring them here and risk others being? It just seems like another really dumb thing for government to do. Does it to you, Randy?
Yes, it does. And well, I kind of feel like maybe they're sticking us in the dark. But you see on the news that all these people are wearing their masks and everything, and they're supposed to be transmitted by bodily fluids and stuff. Well, it makes a guy wonder, don't it?
Well, a lot of things make a guy wonder these days. And do you know who Alex Jones is? Have you heard of Alex Jones or Infowars.com, Randy?
No, I don't think so.
He's actually got a huge audience, larger even than Rush Limbaugh, but it's all online. Not all online. He's on a few radio stations. Two of our network stations take the program, the Flag Family stations in Tioga and Fargo. And, it just causes you to think a little bit. He is, for lack of a better term, he's a conspiracy theorist very often. And he has some theories on why they are doing what they're doing with the Ebola patients to set a precedent that would allow them to do some things that are just flat out tyrannical in the future with people with rare infectious diseases or, things they would do. I don't know whether to believe that or not. I just tell you, I hear from a lot of the folks that are very passionate about what Alex Jones puts out there, or what the Infowars.com website puts out there. That does, on one hand you think, how could you be that stupid? And then on the other hand you think, well, this is why they're doing it, and it causes you to really scratch your head and say, could that be happening in the United States of America? I don't know. I hope not, but I just know this is no way to run a railroad. We have a government that is really run very poorly right now, and the thing I struggle with every day is whether it is the sheer incompetence and the consequence of someone and a lot of people in there that really didn't have the resume that they needed to actually govern, or whether it's intentional. And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but it does. It does worry me, Randy.
They're not dumb enough to do something like that. It's got to be intentional.
It may be, and that's darn sad. You know what? The one thing I lay my head on the pillow every night, having great confidence in, is people like you, Randy, and out there, and others that will do whatever it takes to stand and defend the greatest country on the face of the earth, even up against some folks who want to take us in a completely different direction. So the power is always in the people. And right now, sadly, if we're to count votes, those that are actively involved, there's more takers than there are makers, and that does worry me. We've got work to do in that regard. But as long as you stay engaged and you're willing to do something about it, say something about it, fight for what you believe in, we'll be fine. Lewis and Carpio, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, there's some people, and I'm not saying me, that think he brought the Ebola people back to cover his butt because it's coming across the southern border with all these undocumented illegal aliens sneaking in. But how hard would it have been to take a couple of these containers that they haul on the trains, convert them into a quick medical facility, complete with a generator and everything, put it on a cargo plane and haul it over there and isolate them there and have the comforts of home in the containers. That's would have been the easiest solution for the thing, keep it out of the borders.
Very good point. Very good point. And again, just some common sense in how you deal with this, right, Lewis? So that's why you say, well, how hard would that been? Do it that way, then we don't have these worries. So really, are they doing it because they are trying to, set some precedent and they have some ulterior motive here? That's why these conspiracy theories get legs. Because you just say, well, you can't be that stupid, can you?
I used to work in Nebraska. I used to work with a bunch of migrant, they were illegal Mexicans there, too. Every time I got a chest cold, the doctor would x-ray me and make sure I didn't have TB. This is back in the 90s because the TB was so rampant in the Hispanic community in the area, brought up with the illegal aliens that were working in the area. So it's not just something that started now. This has been going on for decades.
By the way, while we're talking common sense, and that's amazing, because what scares me most, and that's why I asked Senator Hovind about this, illegal immigrant children here from the border, where we're hearing firsthand from health officials down there about seeing diseases they haven't seen for a long time. Tuberculosis is one you mentioned, and you're talking about that long ago. They were basic, simple screenings they were having, and now they bring these children, illegal immigrant children, to states like North Dakota without even as much as a heads up to the Department of Health, to the governor, anybody else. By the way, we're efforting an interview with the senator, Governor Dalrymple on this. Senator Holden thought it was outrageous. We talked to the Governor Dalrymple. We talked to Governor Dalrymple's communication staff, and Jeff Zinn basically says, "I don't see what the big deal is."
Let's go help nurse.
I think it is a big deal, and I think the state does deserve to say, "Wait a minute here." Now, evidently, they notify us after the fact, but not before. Well, that's not enough comfort for me. Is it for you?
No, I've been in North Dakota 10 years, but I've lived elsewhere, and I've lived most of the first half of my life around migrant workers and illegals. The one guy that was down there in Nebraska, they had one guy that had flaming HIV. He had the tuberculosis. He wouldn't wear his mask. When he died, he wanted to be buried in Mexico. Mexico wouldn't let his body back across their border because he was diseased unless they cremated him.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about that. Mexico is being more stringent than we are right now in this particular situation. You're exactly right, Louis. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. John and Annetta, and a special guest on a very important distinction for North Dakota in the works. Stay tuned.
Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodak.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The hour rolling on, and what's on your mind? We're going to check in with the folks from the North Dakota Lignite Council. They're new top man on the ground we've had on the program before the end of the hour, and talk about an interesting tour that the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the North Dakota Lignite Council put together for educators, professors, and that'll be coming up here before the end of the hour, and also get back to more of your calls. Right now I want to have, and welcome to the program, Tom Liljub. Tom heads up the North Dakota Corn Growers Association, and has been a guest of ours previously on the program. He has been part of an extraordinary event over the last couple of days that has been hush-hush, for lack of a better term. But it is something that North Dakota's in the hunt for, a genotyping center. And it is actually, North Dakota is a finalist with one other state, I believe, for this facility. And we're going to learn a little bit about what this could mean for the great state of North Dakota. Tom, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Nice to have you back on the program. Appreciate all the good folk, all the good things the North Dakota Corn Growers Association does, and all the good folks out there. I flew back from Tioga Tuesday, and actually flew Tioga to Grand Forks, Tioga to Fargo, rather, land of Fargo. I see all these planes, and I'm like, my gosh, what the heck's going on? The governor's plane was there, lieutenant governor's plane was there, and a lot of iron, and I said, something's going on. And so I start poking on around, and I find out about this site visit, and I know it wrapped up yesterday. First of all, just walk us through what happened here yesterday and what North Dakota is in the hunt for here. Give us the basics.
North Dakota is one of two finalists for a National Genotyping Center, a National Agricultural Genotyping Center. The National Corn Growers put this out on bids to different states. We received notice of this in March that applications were due July 1. We knew it was coming, but we thought, honestly, I thought I would have the legislative session to maybe look for some potential funding, and they dropped the hammer, so to say. We had 90 days to put together a package, and it's been a flurry. We submitted it July 1st. The committee selected Fargo and Decatur, Illinois, as the two finalists in mid-July. And yesterday we concluded a day-and-a-half site visit of the site committee that will be making the decision. We had a very good lineup. What I can say is we kept it hush-hush. We didn't want to turn it into a media circus. We had gentlemen in town that wanted to make a good, conscientious decision. And I think we put together our best foot. Commissioner Goring was there. We had the governor participating on Tuesday evening. We also had Senator Hoven and Congressman Kramer at a luncheon yesterday with the committee. And all in all, I would give it an A. I think we did everything we could. I think the committee was very, very impressed with the research capabilities in this area.
Now, it's a genotyping center. That's what you, that, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Genotyping.
Okay, so tell us what this is. What would this mean?
Yeah.
North Dakota gets this.
Sure.
What is it?
Sure, sure. You know, basically, if you go back to your classroom and you go back to Mendel's P experiment, that's a process called phenotyping. We currently have plant breeders that look at the physical characteristics, and they make their selections for better breeding. What genotyping does is it takes it a step further to identify, you know, even if you have a good-looking plant out there, what are some potential pitfalls with that plant? Does it have some base genetics that are bad in it? You know, you could liken it to, a blood sugar test. Is it positive or is it negative? It's a lot more comprehensive than that. But essentially what this will do is that it will really help public breeders screen their material a lot more efficiently. So let's just say the wheat breeder, he's got some good varieties he's looking at, and he has absolutely no idea that there's some susceptibility to stem rust. Genotyping helps the process of determining if that, in fact, if that genetic code is actually, in fact, susceptible to that.
So it's a big deal. In other words, in the world of trying to, you know, further advance, you know, obviously North Dakota's a big corn state, and to have this research happen, number one, at all is important, and number two, to have it here is a game changer for North Dakota, it sounds like.
Well, it is. In 2009, the National Corn Growers, in conjunction with the National Science Foundation, mapped the corn genome. You might remember back in the mid-90s when President Clinton got the two guys up on stage and they made the big announcement that the human genome is mapped. And since that time, different agricultural crops have been mapped. And the corn genome was officially sequenced in 2009 at about a total cost of $32 million. So the National Corn Growers at that point in time said, well, now what? I mean, we spent a lot of this money with USDA, with the National Science Foundation. We have our sequence. Now what? And they decided to go into a partnership with Los Alamos National Laboratories at the time. Los Alamos actually had a number of patents dealing with biofood security, and it was a very good partnership. What has developed here since 2009 is essentially another mousetrap. There's plenty of different ways to roadmap and to determine these things. Los Alamos has come up with basically an easy way to describe it is a liquid drop test. And from this test, it's a multiplex. Right now, if you're looking for something, you're usually looking for one thing. And, you know, it takes a lot of time to run those tests. What Los Alamos came up with in conjunction with the corn growers is a multiplex test where you could take that single test and you could you can determine 12 to 18 different things off of one test. So it's really going to help speed up mass selection with our breeders. Very positive, and this was Dr. Verling's vision, and he wants to make this all-encompassing to all crops. The
pretty
national
incredible.
What's that?
I said just pretty incredible. The story is just phenomenal. Unfortunately, we're running up against the clock here. Just in 30 seconds or less, when are you going to know if North Dakota wins over Illinois, Tom?
I'm guessing within 30 days. They want to get this thing up and running and off to the races. So.
Wow. I mean, obviously, they're here, one of two states in the hunt for this because of great work by the North Dakota Corn Growers Association. Sounds like you put on quite a show for the site visit team. We'll stay in touch with you to find out more about this, but congrats and good luck, Tom.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Tom Lulja, Executive Director of North Dakota Corn Growers Association, our guest. That's great news. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting. 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota.
Screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I think anybody that looks at our Facebook page today is going to say, Scott obviously does not write the questions that show up here. It must be his brother Chris, who is the producer for the program, because did you see this, Todd? WeFest begins, amazing country music festival or drunken debauchery party. I don't even know how to pronounce
debauchery.
That doesn't
sound like a question you'd write. You're right. That screams, Chris.
Yeah. See, he claims it's a fair question.
Good question,
but,
no.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, if you...
What is debauchery?
Chris, come on. You can say what you want to say, but that's not a Scott question. That's a Chris question.
Well, if I said what I wanted to say about it,
I told him to stop it up
and out there.
I didn't say it wasn't a watered-down Chris question, but it is a Chris question.
What was going to be your first question again? And I told you that's too harsh.
A freak show, but I had one before that ended with show. And
yeah, he wanted to say amazing country music festival or drunken freak show. And WeFest is a time honored tradition. There's a few people like everything that wreck it.
Look at some of the answers.
Well,
Chris, send me what you were going to phrase it as.
It's a family program.
Sure, we cannot use it on the radio, yeah.
Ryan says it depends on, it is what you want it to be. Good point, Ryan. Carol says 3-day drunken mess, unfortunately, no thanks. John says yes. Yes, it is to both, an amazing country music festival and a drunken debauchery party. Jody says a drunk fest I went once will never go back. And there are, again, just like anything, there's a few bad apples.
There's 3-day drunk fest. It doesn't mean every wedding's that way.
True. Exactly right. Anyway, we also want to thank our fine sponsors. We like to say that the fuel that makes this program go is our sponsors. And so any vehicle that moves down the road needs fuel. And we thank friends from PetroServe USA. They're the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields, by the way, with North Dakota's oil fields. And anytime we hit the road, as we'll do tomorrow, although it'll be in our hometown, flagship of Bismarck, but we will be at Bismarck State College. We're powered by PetroServe USA, so we'll fill up there in the shadow of the Capitol and head over to BSC tomorrow and be there for the visit of the Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Energy, and, of course, all of the congressional delegation members for that quadrennial energy review that Senator Hovind told us about earlier in the program. But our thanks to PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And don't forget, they have that 4 for $4 deal where you get four items for $4 all day, every day. It could be the, it's about lunchtime here in a little bit. How about the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, which is fantastic. And two cookies and your choice of a coffee or a soda, $4. Great deal. All right, here's a we have next up here, Jason Bohr is going to be here, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council, to talk about a neat event that happened this week with 20 college professors and administrators attending a North Dakota energy tour. What the heck's that all about? Jason's going to tell us in a moment, but first let's get this call in here that's been waiting a while to tell us about Ebola. What's on your mind regarding Ebola? Caller, you're next.
Hi, you have me, huh?
I do, yes. I don't have a name for you, and I take that's on purpose. You didn't want to reveal your name, is that right?
Yes, and I guess I do need to keep this anonymous. But I won't, but true story, Scott, it is my daughter works for one of the hospitals in Fargo, and she supervises a cleaning crew. And we were discussing this Ebola, I think, and she says when they ship those patients over here, it was a good thing because they could contain the disease in the United States. We had so much better facilities, and it would be safe because of our better practices. Well, this same girl, and she's a smart kid, but same girl, just a few weeks ago, she was helping one of her employees clean up some garbage on the hospital floor. You know, they're bagged garbage, and she got stabbed by a shark that wasn't supposed to be in that bag. Somebody had put in a needle and not disposed of it properly, and it punctured her. So now she has to go get a blood test every 6 weeks. You know, if she gets a cough or a cold, they're looking at her pretty tight because they couldn't identify where that garbage came from. They couldn't identify what type of infections she might have been exposed to. And I guess my point is, we might be better over here, but stuff happens. You know, systems fail. And it could have been contained much easier where it is, and we still could have sent some help.
Yeah, I'm your daughter and others that are in the healthcare field are the ones that are really going, what are we thinking here? Have you talked to her specifically about the Ebola case? Are you there, caller?
Hello. I'm sorry, what?
I said, have you talked to her specifically about the Ebola case, your daughter?
Yes. And she says, still, she says that it could be better contained. And I don't know why she's not making the connection to her own situation. It's like, and I point that out to her and says, well, yeah, you know, I just trust that the systems are going to be better. Well, you know, I hope for the best, too, but I just think it could have been handled a little differently. One of your previous callers had suggested that we could pack up some sort of mobile treatment center or something and send it over there, as opposed to things coming across the border or specifically importing people that are already sick. And for God's sake, not even checking somebody coming across the border? How does that work?
I hear you. Appreciate the call. Appreciate you sharing that story with us today on the program. 22 minutes before the top of the hour, as I mentioned, we want to talk a little bit about a North Dakota energy tour that took place this week with college professors from North Dakota State University and the University of North Dakota touring a coal mine, a power plant, a rig site, a refinery, a crew camp, and doing that along with administrators from Bismarck State College, Minot State College, North Dakota State College of Science, and the North Dakota University System. The Lignite Energy Council and the North Dakota Petroleum Council sponsored something called the North Dakota Energy Tour, and took place the last couple of days. Jason Bohr, heads up the North Dakota Lignite Energy Council, joins us now to talk a little bit about it. Jason, nice to have you back on the program. How are you doing?
Great. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Glad to have you. You might remind folks that you're rather new on the job, but Lignite Energy Council has long been doing good work in North Dakota. Remind folks about the Lignite Energy Council, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, I graduated from NDSU, I don't know, back in 98, and spent some time in Washington, D.C., and figured it was time to come back here and really enjoy it here. And the Lignite Energy Council has been around for more than 30 years. We represent the lignite industry in North Dakota, which is both the mines that mine lignite coal as well as the power plants that burn it, provide electricity at a low cost to 2 million people here in the upper Midwest, as well as we represent the support industries, the contractors, suppliers to this industry. And directly, our industry employs about 4,000 people, and we have an economic impact that extends throughout the state. So We're a great part of the economy. We love doing work in North Dakota, and we think that we have a great story to tell.
I love the fact that you've got people that are educating our kids in college, getting a firsthand look to really understand the issues and understand the implications of what's happening to your industry right now. I mean, we have an 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal right here, and yet I can't think of one industry that is more under attack from a regulatory standpoint from our own government than your industry, the coal industry. Did the professors get that? Bring us inside the tour and some of the feedback that happened, Jason.
I think they did get that. That's one of the reasons why we thought the time was now to do something like this, is because a lot of people see the news every day, and because we're under attack, sometimes you see that message presented. You'll see the president talking about his climate action plan. Then maybe you'll see us responding to that. What we wanted to do is get those folks specifically out there from the Red River Valley who might not know a lot about the industry from a firsthand perspective. Say, let's bring them here and let's not feed them the message that we want. Let's just give them an opportunity to see up close what it is we're doing here with their own eyes, and then assimilate that knowledge into what they're seeing on the news and in the media coverage of the president's climate action plan and the coal regulations. So we view it as an opportunity to give people an opportunity to gain more knowledge about the coal industry and inform their own opinions, because that is often missing. And I would say emphatically that is missing from this administration's approach to regulating the coal industry, is firsthand knowledge of what we are doing in North Dakota.
Yeah, just the sheer amount of investment. I mean, when we talk about quote-unquote clean coal, what you guys have done, how you've moved the needle, for lack of a better term, in making these plants more efficient and removing the scrubbing, if you will. I mean, in North Dakota, any rough idea on numbers of what kind of dollars are invested in this projection towards clean coal, Jason?
Yeah, we've put more than $2 billion into the industry over the last decade or so, improving the efficiency and in making our plants cleaner than they ever have been. That is an investment that most of the time was not driven by regulatory or by regulations. That was our industry being proactive, saying, what do we see as future challenges in this industry, and how can we get ahead of those challenges and start doing the right thing right now? And so our industry has put their money into their plants. They've rededicated themselves to environmental compliance, and the result has been a vast reduction in the amount of pollutants that are coming out of the plants, and as well as we've been able to maintain the price at which we're selling and producing electricity for. So it's been a great success story.
What's the payback for the tour with the professors? I mean, any stories you could share or anything that you see ultimately as a win-win in getting these folks out there?
You know, I think what we heard from some of the participants was the fact that they don't get the full story through the media. And that's the payback for us. That is kind of what we were hoping, was to say, despite the fact that this is in our own backyard, that industry, that story is colored so much by the media presentation of nationwide coal issues that sometimes we forget that right here in North Dakota, we've been doing things differently than they do it in the national realm. We have a different product that we're mining and burning. And we just thought that the payback, and we've heard that feedback, is that the professors have not really ever gotten the full story.
Kind of sad, really, but you know what? That's why you do what you do, and I think it's a great idea. It's a kudos to the Lignite Energy Council and to the North Dakota Petroleum Council for doing this and getting them out there. And it's all you can do. Just get them the facts.
Yeah.
You know, welcome the questions, and glad it happened. Jason, thanks for sharing a little bit of the story with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You've been Jason Bohr, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council, who teamed up with the North Dakota Petroleum Council to put on this energy tour for the 20 college professors and the administrators. Appreciate it very much. All right, one more segment left. Your calls welcome. 800-228-0550. Let's talk. Coming up.
like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Affordable housing is alive and well in the Bakken. Frontier Village in Stanley, North Dakota. Walking distance to schools and lots of amenities. Just 3 blocks north of that brand new Cashwise, north of Highway 2 on the west edge of Stanley. Schedule your appointment now by leaving a message at 701-628-1215 or look for the signs and take a tour around. But you must see it to believe it. And get this. Average down payment, $5,000. Monthly payment around $1,000 and you own it. 701-628-1215. Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Yeah, good morning. Ed from Minot here. Let's ask the people if we want to hear from our representatives once a week. Let's see what the percentages are, the numbers that do and don't. And we'll ask them.
All right.
Demand them, whatever it takes. Have a good day, guys.
Power to the people. I'm all
with
you.
Summertime.
It is summer. Yes, thank you, Ed. Appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Interesting question. Do you think if we said, do you want each of your members of Congress on with us each week for a set time, You think most folks would say yay or nay? Judging by the calls we get, you know, Congressman Kramer weekly in the talk radio town hall. And by the way, circle the 20th of August on your calendar because we'll be in Watford City for a live version of that where you actually can come ask the questions live. We'll take calls on the phone, too, but we're also going to do it in person up in Watford City at the the name escapes me now, but. I don't have my notes with me, but we're going to do that. But we got a couple of weeks to announce that for you. Anyway, would you like that? We do it with Congressman Kramer once a week. We had Senator Hovind here for darn near an hour earlier taking calls. Given the amount of calls we get, I'm guessing most folks would, but it's a fair question. Maybe post it on Facebook today. It'll be a reason if you haven't yet joined us as a friend on the What's On Your Mind page or Scott Inman page or the K-Fire page to do just that. All right, here's another call that came in off the air.
Yes, you know, you guys are dancing around the issue. Why doesn't anybody say that Buffett is heavily invested in the railroad that's carrying the oil and the grains and et cetera? He's Obama's buddy, and that's why we don't have the pipeline, the XL pipeline, you know? So it's not just the trains and all this. If he would have built the pipeline a long time ago, things would be a little bit different. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's come up before. I don't know that we're dancing around it. I guess I could have asked that specifically for Senator Hovind. Matt Rose, who is, by all media accounts, very well liked by Warren Buffett, is in North Dakota today at the request of Senator Hovind, Congressman Kramer. And Senator Heitkamp, right? That's why he's here. He knows this is a big issue, and he's going to sit around the table today in North Dakota and answer questions from all kinds of commodity folks and others. I'll be there. I'll be there this afternoon. We had yesterday his top ag commodities guy on this program answering questions. Now, I think it's a fair question to say, you know, wait a minute here. Is President Obama doing a friend for a favor? Because you're doing a favor rather for a friend in slow walking Keystone XL pipeline, because Warren Buffett would be probably his most influential and certainly wealthiest friend. And BNSF does benefit, you know, by the fact that there's one less pipeline being held up. But I have asked that question before of members of the congressional delegation. They said that's just a little far-fetched to believe that's the reason Keystone XL pipeline hasn't happened. It's probably more about votes from an extremist environmentalist sector that he is dancing around, that are just, I mean, they're how can I say this kindly? They're just bizarre in their, you know, it's like a religion to them. Oh, keep these tar sand oils out. We don't want this dirty oil. But, you know, it's crazy. More off-air calls, Chris, that we need to get to. I'll go to Jeff in Jamestown, and then there's another off there that came in during the break we want to get to. Jeff, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, living in a state so full of crude and natural gas, what have you, the tank farms west and south of Jamestown are out of gas and diesel now, and we're begging and driving trying to find some. What the hell goes on in this state?
Answer
your... It's spring and fall, this goes on. Oh, we're always out. We're always out. Get all these rail cars, come back from the refinery empty, can't haul any diesel back, and we just get beat around. It's starting to get old after a while.
What's your answer? Well, how do you fix it, Jeff?
Either bring some diesel back on the rail, or we should have had a refinery built here a long time ago for our own need. But we sit and fool around. But boy, we can hurry up and get this oil piped out of here rapidly. When do we benefit in this state?
Well, I mean, I don't think you can in any way, shape, or form not say we're not benefiting in this state. I mean, look at the coffers. The biggest winner is not big oil. The biggest return on, you know, investment is the state of North Dakota. I mean, flush with cash because of what's going on. So we benefit mightily. You know, you don't have property tax reform. You don't have income tax cuts. You don't have any of that without the dollars that are pouring in from the industry. So we're benefiting,
well,
Jeff.
Agriculture, which is a backbone of this state, is now suffering bad. I can't ship grain. Even grain you've got contract, you won't be able to deliver because there's no rail for any grain out of here. And remember, the railroad is a huge mineral owner in this state. They're busy all on their own oil, too. Don't kid yourself for a minute.
But do you not see enough action from the railroad? I do. I mean, the double track where they can, billions put into new trains. I mean, they got to be per capita putting more money into North Dakota than they are anywhere on the planet.
I don't see it on the agriculture end, not even close. I'm suffering on all sides between not getting fuel, not getting my grain out. It's a loser all the way around for us.
Well, and BNSF acknowledges that. They don't know. Did you hear the interview we did yesterday with the top ag commodities guy, VP John Miller? I mean, he said, we've not done a good enough job. These past dues, we want to fix. I mean, they're getting screamed at by folks like Senator Hovind and Congressman Cramer to fix this. That's why the managing director of BNSF is here. I don't think anybody's saying it's not a problem and it doesn't need to be fixed. They're busting their rear to get her done, but I understand your frustration completely, Jeff. No question about it. And I think the more you voice yourself on this issue and people are heard, the better chance it'll get fixed. Out of time. We'll see you tomorrow from BSC. God bless you, folks. Have a great day, and thanks for listening. Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right. A buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.